put these graphic warnings on the TV, and I realized that the graphic warning is looking at me, and I was just appalled that I couldn't believe that. So, and I was a little frustrated because I couldn't see what anybody was talking about.
The graphic image TV viewers were being warned about was 39-year-old Carmen Tarleton's face, her old face. In September 2007, a few weeks after her divorce, Carmen's ex-husband broke into her house, beat her with a baseball bat, and doused her with lye. The attack lasted just a few minutes, but it burned more than 80% of her body. When it was over, Carmen was blind and her face was scarred beyond recognition.
Most of our marriage was good. He was not abusive in any way, not verbally, emotionally, or physically, until the night he attacked me.
For the next 3 months, Carmen was kept in a medically induced coma. Doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston performed close to 40 surgeries on her and gave her a new lease on life. But this life came with new challenges.
I really struggled with being completely blind. I was 39 years old. You never expect that ever, as I didn't. And I was struggling because I had all of these wounds. I had all these open wounds for 4 years. And that so the first couple of years, I couldn't see them. I couldn't see what everybody was talking about.
But even in her darkest hours, Carmen did not lose hope.
I think because I was so wounded and I had lived when I really felt maybe I shouldn't have lived physically. I shouldn't totally have lived. But because I did, I felt there was a big reason personally for me. The stronger I was, the better I did, the more I was helping people just by being myself. Although for the first couple of years, it was very difficult.
Hoping to help others, Carmen wrote a book detailing her life after the attack. She also forgave her attacker, who was now serving a life sentence. Forgiveness, she says, was the only way forward. Almost 4 years after the attack, Carmen's doctor gave her life-changing news. She had been selected as a candidate for a face transplant. Doctors would remove her scarred face and replace it with a healthy one. But the surgery would be risky. Carmen's immune system was weak after years of invasive medical treatments, and her body might reject the new face if doctors were able to find one. It took nearly a year, but doctors found a match in 54-year-old Cheryl Reiter, who had died of a stroke. Cheryl's kidneys, liver, and arm tissue had already been donated to 4 different people. Her daughter, Miranda, decided to donate her mother's face as well.
It was interesting. I feel that she had an agenda. I mean, once she had passed, you know, it was like I found this strength in my core, this inner strength that I have no idea where it came from, but it was like, okay, I need to make some decisions right now. And, you know, the facial transplant, all of that, these were big decisions, but also really easy for me to make because of the person that my mother was. She was a helper. She would go out of her way to help anyone in pretty much any situation.
Last February, in a grueling 17-hour surgery, doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital successfully transplanted Cheryl's face onto Carmen. A few weeks later, Carmen revealed her new face to the world, with Miranda Reiter looking on.
Yesterday, after meeting you, Carmen, for the first time in a long time, I felt overjoyed. I get to feel my mother's skin again. I get to see my mother's freckles. And through you, I get to see my mother live on. This is truly a blessing. Thank you.
I think we need to give a little round here.
Now, after your face transplant, when you looked at yourself in the mirror, how did that feel? What did you see in the mirror?
Well, it wasn't as dramatic as I thought it would be. It just felt really nice. And I said, oh, this is great. I look great. I feel good. And this is nice to finally have it over. I'd waited a long time. It was such a big gift a big gift, and in truth, my daily life so much, so great. My new face, you can see the line of my new face, and my very white, darn skin on the back. Actually, this side is deader because it's not so hairy. So, I mean, prior, my whole face was turned as well.
So far, Carmen has undergone more than 60 surgeries. She has regained some vision in one of her eyes and hopes that 80% of her facial muscles will someday function normally. Her story shows how one person can change another's life forever. But for Carmen, it also shows how we can control our destiny if we choose to.
So many people have been helped just by watching me recover. And so many people, I think it just is then, there's been so many more goodness that's come out of it than the negativity that he first started. I want people to know that no matter what challenges come into their life, the challenges have come to propel them to a new place, and there's nothing that they can't overcome. And I truly, truly believe that with all my heart.
Sara Zaman, VOA News, Vermont.
Okay. Good?
Awesome.
Okay.